7. The Nano Dragon. Hiccup woke very early. He had just been having a lovely dream about playing a tickling game with Toothless, and he woke up laughing. For a moment, everything was all right again, and he forgot Toothless had gone and reached out for him, only to feel the chilly, damp depression in the bed where Toothless should have been. He was instantly miserable again, and lay, teeth chattering under the bedclothes, trying to get up the willpower to brave the cold and get dressed in the still slightly damp and salty clothes he was wearing yesterday. He gradually became aware that what had woken him was a very faint and tiny singing noise. A reedy little sound, like the wind caught in a cowrie shell, but with an edge of menace to it. The song went something like this. Song of the Nano Dragon, while licking off honey.
O human fatness who tried to eat me, great wobbling vomit of repulsive man flesh, I cannot kill you now, though I would like to. But you will regret this, blubber man. You will regret this in the quiet darkness of the night time, for I have friends. I have friends who will itch you into nightmares. Their feet will plough your skin into rashes, and you will sleep no more, O stomach with a head on it. You will sleep no more. O balloon of lard who tried to eat me, man uglier than an exploded jellyfish, I cannot kill you now, though I would like to. But I can wait, flesh dangler, I can wait, ticking in the corner like fate, and I have friends. I have friends who will crawl with me into your coffin, where you are lying, hoping for the quiet sleep of death, and we will eat you, O sad lump of man-meat, we will eat you.
Where was the song coming from? Eventually, Hiccup realised the noise seemed to be sneaking out of the jacket he had worn the day before and left to dry on the back of a chair in front of the fire. And then he remembered the nano dragon he had replaced with the electric squirm and put in his pocket. Hiccup braced himself against the cold, jumped out of bed, dragged his clothes on, and approached the jacket. Carefully, he put his hand into the pocket and drew it out again with a gasp. Not only was there a yucky, warm mess of honey in there, but the nano dragon had bitten him on the end of his finger. As Hiccup put the finger in his mouth, you should always do this with a nano dragon bite, it helps to draw out the sting, the nano dragon flew out of the pocket, fluttered around the room, and landed on the windowsill. The nano dragon had spent the night cleaning the sticky honey off his body with his tongue. He was a handsome little beast, no bigger than a grasshopper. He was a gleaming rust red with flecks of charcoal, and the morning sun shone through his gossamer thin wings and through red and black spots all around the room. Something about the self-importance of the little animal, the arrogance with which he held himself, made Hiccup ask, "Who are you?"
"I," squeaked the tiny creature, grandly, "am the centre of the universe."
Hiccup looked carefully at the very small animal in front of him. "You are?" he said, polite but amazed. "You mean you are Thor or Woden in disguise?"
"Thor and Woden," snorted the creature derisively. "Fairy stories. No, I am Ziggurastica, the living god."
Hiccup looked blank.
"Most high and mighty ruler of the Nano Empire, despot of the Northern Grasses."
Hiccup shook his head regretfully.
"You must know about me," piped Ziggurastica. "Great scourge of the Bracken Dwellers. Doesn't that ring any bells at all?"
"Nope," said Hiccup. "I'm sorry, I've never heard of you before."
"I don't know you humans,"
fumed Ziggurastica, hugely offended.
"Ignorant as well as ugly."
"I'm not ugly," protested Hiccup. "That is a very rude thing to say." Ziggurastica wasn't listening.
"You're so caught up in your own world that you never bother to lower your fat noses to the ground and have a look at what's going on in the real world. Well, boy with a face like a stinky haddock, you have had the good fortune to save the life of the most powerful being in the galaxy."